I thought I had no value. I thought I couldn't speak into someone's life. I thought just because I'm young, I can only mentor and help disciple other people that are younger than me. But what God actually showed me was I've put something on the inside of you that is going to help unlock other people. It doesn't matter if they're 80 or if they're 20.
Arise, champion!
This is the world famous Steve Weatherford Show, where each week we bring you stories, messages, and guests to create massive breakthroughs in your life. Somebody say greatness! This show has been strategically designed to accelerate you, to thrust you to the next level. Greatness is in you because greatness made you, and we're going to help you get into the center of God's calling for your life. Arise, champion! Nothing can be denied the one that won't be denied. The question is, how bad do you want it? Turn the speakers up, call a friend and tell them Steve Weatherford is on.
What's up, guys? This episode is brought to you by my good friend Pure Spectrum CBD. Pure Spectrum CBD is committed to cultivating and crafting the highest quality hemp-derived products and CBD products on the market. They're also the U.S. Olympic sponsor. And I've tried tons of these different products, from the bath salts to the tinctures, and none of them even come close to the pain management, the recovery, and the sleep performance that I've gotten from Pure Spectrum CBD. My deep REM sleep has gone up 28%. By comparison to 13 months ago, and I track it every single day with my Whoop band. I feel more rested, I feel more recovered, and that's what really gives me that edge to run three different businesses, to coach entrepreneurs, to hit the gym like a savage, and still have enough in the tank to really come through powerfully as a husband and as a father. So if you're looking to gain an edge in your day, Pure Spectrum CBD is my go-to choice to perform at my highest level. Visit purespectrumcbd.com today and make sure that you use promo code Weatherford, because that'll get you 10% off of your order at checkout. That's purespectrumcbd.com using promo code Weatherford at checkout. Enjoy the show. All right, we're coming in hot. Connor, how many Mondays do we have left?
I believe it's like 10 or so.
Yeah. Hey, story is, listen up, guys. We're going to teach you how to time. Actually, I'm not going to teach you. Connor's going to share with you what he has learned over the last, well, his lifetime, which is 23 years, but yep, over the last 5 years, what the keys have been for him to time collapse the calling that God has on his life. So I'm just going to get right into prayer. Holy Spirit, man, we just ask that you're with us. We know that you are, but now we're just giving you an open invitation into the headphones, into the cars, into the homes of everywhere that my voice is being heard right now. Man, we're praying and believing that your voice is going to be heard. And we're praying and believing that Pastor King Connor and what he shares today of what you've done in his life, and the obedience and the errors that he's made, but how you've made him complete in all of those things. And we're just praying and believing that this allows people to connect with their calling and realize they're not that far away. And they're not alone in that pursuit. So we're praying and believing for alignment, for power, for provision and protection for everybody hearing my voice. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
All right. So, Pastor King Connor, we were about to record an episode about an hour ago, and then I came up to King Connor, and I really don't want to talk too much right now because I'm really, really excited. And I'm believing that this episode is going to be amazing. So if you're listening to this episode right now, make sure that you're subscribed to this show, and make sure that you leave us a review, because when you leave us a review and you subscribe to the show, they allow us to move up the charts. So more people that need to hear the message that we're spreading on here, and the message and the calling that God has for our life, that they'll be able to hear that. So share this with a friend, make sure you subscribe, leave a review. And the reason we're making this episode today, when I was talking to Connor, was, I mean, he's 23 years old, and a couple episodes ago, we mentioned that he was, I think it was probably two episodes ago, because it only happened about 2 weeks ago. Yep. He was ordained inside of our church, and our church is a big church, 8,000 people inside of our church. And I wanted him, because I'm also curious as well, like, how do you go from being a high school graduate and a janitor inside of the church to a couple years later being 23 years old and being responsible for a lot of people, and being named and titled pastor? So I'm just really, really curious for you to share a little bit of your testimony, but also, man, I want tactical takeaways, and I know that you've got some for people, like, hey, what are the couple things that I can do where I'm at in my life? because maybe I'm not clear what the calling is on my life, or maybe if I feel like maybe this is it, but it feels like it's so far away.
Right.
I want you to address our audience and speak directly to those people.
I love it. This is going to be a fun one. And thanks for having me on the show and just sharing my story. And I have some points that I want to get into, but just sharing my background and sharing my story over the last 5 years will kind of set up those 3 points. So just a little bit about me. Growing up, my biggest goal in life was to play college football. I didn't care if it was D1 or D3. I just wanted to play college football, love sports, love having fun when I was younger. So went to high school here in Torrey Pines, or in San Diego, called Torrey Pines High School. And I was captain of our football team, had tons of fun, made some great plays, was named player of the week and all that sort of stuff on different weekdays and all that. But came to the end of my senior year of high school, and I had some offers to go play Division II football. And I was like, yes, my dream is coming true. I'm playing college football at the next level. This is all I cared about and wanted to do. But right before I was about to graduate high school, my mom started coming to a new church, and it was called C3 at the time. Now it's called Awaken Church. And so my parents are divorced, and so when I was with her, she was like, hey, we're going to go check out this church. So I went to the church. We sat up in the back row. And I was the type of kid that just wanted to sit at the back, not make friends with anybody, go to church, listen to some awesome praise and worship, an awesome word, and then kind of go home and watch Sunday football, all that sort of stuff. So long story short, we went that first Sunday, had fun. And then a couple weeks later, I went back again. And during that church service, during the announcements, they were showing a promo video for the high school summer camp. And these high school students were going to Lake Mead. They were going to houseboating, cliff jumping, wakeboarding, having tons of fun. My mom's like, you need to go to this thing. It's everything you love. And I'm like, no, I do not want to go. We're brand new to this church. I don't know anybody. I made up every excuse because I literally just didn't want to go. She's like, it's Lake Mead. Your last name's Mead. It's meant to be. So I'm like, okay, whatever. She ended up signing me up, and it was an expensive camp, and I didn't want her to lose money. She kind of forced me and my younger brother, Colby, to go to this camp, but I'm so thankful I did, looking back. So long story short, at this camp, met so many cool people, had tons of fun. I got to go cliff jumping, did wakeboarding. I got to jump off the houseboats, all sorts of stuff. And during the evenings, we would do sunset services. So our youth pastor would preach on the back of one of these houseboats. We had a whole PA system. We had live worship, all that sort of stuff. So we did that for 3 nights. And on the third night, Pastor David Chittick did more of like a prophetic and just prophecy and a prayer night. And so he was just going over, praying over different people, prophesying over people, which that word prophecy just means edifying and lifting up other people and encouraging other people and downloading a word from heaven that God is showing Pastor David to share with other people. And so he was just looking through the crowd, and he pointed at me, and he's like, hey, what's your name? I was like, my name is Connor. And he's like, God's telling me to tell you that you're a powerhouse, that you're an influencer, and that you're a leader. And I was like, okay, those are in my mind. I was like, those are cute words. I don't really know what the whole prophetic thing is. I don't really know what the whole Holy Spirit thing is. So I'm like, cool, that's awesome. Those are great words. Cool, I'll have a great night. So later that night, I went back to my boat leader, Jim Rooney. Shout out to Jim Rooney, an amazing guy in our church. And I just told him what had happened that night, and I really felt like the presence of God like never before, and felt like I encountered God in a new, fresh, powerful way. And he was just talking with me, and I was sharing what I felt, and he's like, I feel like you should do this internship with the church. And I'm like, an internship with the church? I'm actually deciding when I get back where I'm going to go play college football. And he's like, I really feel in my spirit that this is something for you. Pray about it on the bus ride home, and I believe God will give you an answer. And so I prayed about it, and I thought about it, and never felt a peace in my mind that I was supposed to do an internship with the church. And to be honest, I signed up for this thing not even knowing what the expectations were or what I was supposed to do. But I signed up and found out we actually had to do 5-minute preaches. And I was like, screw this thing. I do not want to speak in front of people. I'm shy. I'm insecure. I'd rather look at someone else while they're speaking rather than have all the attention and the eyes on me. So long story short, I signed up for the internship. I laid my dream down to play college football and just kind of went after God, did 2 years of the internship with our high school youth ministry, had tons of fun, grew in so many different ways. And I felt like God was just doing a working on my heart and transforming me and helping me overcome different fears and limiting beliefs and all that sort of stuff. And then after the 2 years of internship, I ended up getting asked to come on staff and work for our church, overseeing our buildings and facilities, basically painting walls, patching, changing light bulbs, all sorts of stuff. And then literally like the last year and a half, started working with Steve at the end of 2019 and in the beginning of this year. And this year has completely been the best year of my life. So I kind of share with you a little bit of my background of how I am even here at this moment. And as we were preparing for this, we were talking about some points that I feel like has really helped me time collapse my calling. I never would have thought I would even be doing a podcast with you today, Steve, or even speaking in front of our youth ministry at church, or even speaking in front of people at main church, or even being an ordained pastor today, which you would have, if you would have asked me or told me 5 years ago that I would be an ordained pastor, I'd be like, you're on drugs or something. This is ridiculous. Yeah. There is no way that this is going to be.
I don't even know any 23-year-old pastors. Yeah. Like, I don't personally, like, I've never even heard of them. And especially if you do hear of them, they're in like, and this is no offense for anybody that's in the backwoods of Indiana, but right. if it's a 23-year-old pastor, it's usually because there's just not any good pastors right. that want to do it. So point is, and sorry to jump in on you,
no, you're good.
But like, understand what that is. And when he's explaining these three things that he's kind of had a revelation of, hey, I believe these are the three reasons I was able to get to something that might take me 20 years, but I was able to do it in a matter of three or four. I just think it's really important for people to understand that we're not saying you need to go become a pastor right. because, and I do want to state this disclaimer, there was a period of time, and it was probably 15 or 16 months ago, where I really felt God moving in my life really heavy. You know, like I was going to men's prayer and I just felt like the Spirit of God on me. And I felt like I was supposed to become a preacher.
Right.
You know, and so I remember calling my mentor or texting Keith Kraft. I'm like, man, dude, I think I'm supposed to become a pastor. And it was not 30 seconds later. And it usually takes him about 2 hours to reply to me because he's busy, but it wasn't 30 seconds later. And he replied back, no. And what my mentor, Keith Kraft's meant when he told me no, is he was telling me that there was going to be so many doors that are going to be closed to me
wow.
because I attach pastor to the beginning of my name. And so I'm not saying that to Connor say he can't get into rooms. He's actually being elevated into the room of becoming yeah. a pastor. But I thought, because I, you know, a year and a half ago, I'm like, dude, I'm going all in for God. I thought that meant becoming a pastor. But since then, I've learned how to take the gifts that I have in even doing what I'm doing in supplements and in fitness and in speaking and finding a way to make a good business. Because before I wanted to go all in on my faith, I had good businesses, but now I'm finding a way to make them God businesses
yeah.
and to see the way that I'm able to serve God at my highest. And I don't have to become a pastor. So just hear, when you guys are listening to this, hear me when I'm saying this and think about the calling that's on your life. And if it is to become a pastor, that's amazing. I just don't want you to think we're telling you that going all in on your calling is becoming a pastor.
Right.
So with that being said, Connor, get up in here.
So I love that. And if you want more of my story, that was kind of a condensed 3 minute, 4 minute little version. We actually, the first ever podcast I had the honor of doing with Steve was probably about in March earlier this year. And so we kind of talked about my whole story. So if you guys want to go back to that, we'll put it in the show notes. But to be honest, I sound like a completely different guy. I've become more confident now and I'm not really worried about messing up or stuff like that. So that podcast was great, and we'll put it in the show notes for you guys. But I have 3 points that really just stood out to me over the years, and kind of reflecting and looking back, were 3 things that really helped me time collapse my calling and have enabled me to step into the man and doing what God has called me to do right now. And so the first point, I called it game time. And so what I mean by this is action creates clarity. And for me, I just had to get into the game.
Yeah.
I just had to get my feet wet. I just had to get my feet into the game. I had to step out of the sidelines, out of the stands, and get into the game. And for me, that was going to that summer camp that I talked about earlier. Yeah. And to be honest, I didn't even choose to go to that summer camp. I was forced into the game. But at that camp, I met so many cool people, like I said, and encountered God in a new way, in a new, fresh way that I was like, there's something different at this church. There's something different around these men and around these around these ladies and the group and the youth at this church. Like, I want more of this. And so for me, I just had to take a step. I just had to get into the game, and that was the internship. Like, I did not want to do anything related to ministry. I was always a great kid growing up. Didn't really mess up in high school, was pure and didn't do drugs or alcohol or anything like that. So doing this internship for me, even though I was a good kid, was a scary thing because I didn't want to go be a part of ministry. I wanted to go do college life. I wanted to go have fun and just kind of experience life. But for me, once I took that step into the internship and took action on what I felt like God called me to do, that opened up a whole new world to me that I never thought was possible. And literally, when I took that step, I learned that, you know what? There was greatness on the inside of me because greatness created me. Where the enemy was trying to silence my voice my whole entire life and keep me shy, keep me playing small. Even back in high school, I remember my economics class my senior year, my professor was like, "Hey, Connor," he asked me a question and I was going to answer. And I literally couldn't even pronounce the word, even though I knew the answer. I was so afraid of messing up. I was so afraid of saying the wrong thing. And I was so afraid of what other people thought about me. And I really feel like that was just the enemy trying to keep me playing small and keep my voice silent because he knew the God calling on my life. But when I took action, when I got myself into the game 5 years ago and started that internship in the summer of 2015, it totally changed the trajectory of my life. And so for you guys, anyone that's listening, maybe there's something that God has deposited on the inside of you, or maybe there's something in your life that you feel like you need to start. Maybe it's a podcast. Maybe it's a YouTube channel. Maybe it's asking that person out. Maybe it's starting this company. You're never going to be able to attain it and get there if you don't take action. I would not be living the life I am today if I would have decided to let fear rule my life. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to be fearful, but I'm going to take a step anyway. And when I took the step, I knew God was with me and I knew God was for me. So the second point I have is we got to own it. And what I mean by this is when God gives you a vision, or when you have a vision for your life, it's your vision.
Come on.
It's not anybody else's vision. And for me, when I was talking about it earlier, God gave me this vision to just be planted in this church and do the internship. And for me, I had family members, I had people like, "What are you doing, Connor?" Even high school football coaches actually were like, "Okay, it looks like you're having so much fun doing this internship and serving with the church and impacting teenagers." But I remember you being a dedicated, disciplined high school student that was always very smart, always the first one to practices, last one to leave. Like, you had a good work ethic. Why are you not going to college and why are you pursuing this? And for me, that was hard to hear because these are all people that I loved, all people that I trusted, all people that were speaking so much life into me when I was younger.
Right.
But I felt like, you know what? I'm going to listen to what God is telling me and not worry about what any other voice is telling me to do. And you know what? When God gives you a vision, he gives it to you. He's not giving that vision to someone else. He's not giving it to your parents. He's not giving it to your friends. And so they're not going to comprehend and understand the thing that God has called you to do. And for me, to be honest, that was the hardest thing that I had to conquer was I love my dad and my dad's a great guy, but there were some things that he's like, "You should not do the second year of the internship. You should go to college, get your degree, go do the business stuff and live a great life," which he just wants the best for me. So Right. Nothing against my dad. And he didn't realize what my life would turn out to be what it is now. And I'm obviously not where I want to be. We never arrive. We're always becoming. And I know that God's going to do so much more in me and through me. But when my dad was kind of saying all those different things about me, I was like, maybe you're right. Maybe I shouldn't do what I feel like God has called me to do, not because I don't want to go do that, but I really love my father and I want to make him happy and I want to make him proud and I want my dad's approval and I want to be loved by him. But I actually decided, you know what? Even though there were some consequences by my father for me pursuing that second year of internship, I know that that was what I needed to do. And so at the end of the day, God put that vision on the inside of me, and all I wanted to do was be planting in the church. I wanted to speak life into other people. I wanted to help these young teenagers out where I was that broken, shy kid that was going through a ton of dysfunction when I was 18. I want to now help kids overcome what they're feeling, knowing that there's another way out, that they don't have to do life alone, that where they feel isolated, they can come to a youth ministry on a Wednesday night, experience God, encounter friends, have relationships with other people, and that's what it's all about. So at the end of the day, when God gives you a vision, when God puts a calling on your life, own it. Don't let exterior voices tell you to not pursue it, because God gave you that thing. It's time for you to run with it. And I guarantee you, when you own what God has called you to do, talks about it in Deuteronomy 28:2, that when we're obedient to God, blessings flow. And I literally am a testament to that. I'm not trying to brag about myself.
Come on,
but
man.
I've literally
Talk
seen
God. Talk about your God a little bit
then. I've seen God bless me over the last five Come years on. That I literally pinch myself every single day that this is the life that I'm living. Being a 23-year-old young man and being planted in this church for the last 5 years, who I was at 18 is not even close to the man that I am at 23. And just a quick story before the third point. At the beginning of the year at our church, what we do is we have a Sunday called Vision Sunday.
Come on.
Which is a very powerful day. And so at the beginning of the year, the first Sunday of the month in January, we write down on these vision cards what we want to see come to pass, for instance, in 2020. So at the beginning of this year, I wrote down some pretty big audacious things. And I was like, God, you're going to have to come through on these things, and wrote down about 15 or 16 things. And to be honest, COVID season then happened in February and in March. And I'm like, am I going to let COVID take 2020 out of my life, or I'm going to trust God that he's greater than COVID, that COVID doesn't stand a chance against God, and that my dreams and the things that God has placed on the inside of me can still come to pass? So literally the last 7 or 8 months, 10 out of the 15 things that I wrote down on my vision card have come to pass. Where literally the last 2 weeks, two of the biggest ones have come to pass. And I didn't really share this with anybody.
Hey, talk about the God of transformation.
I didn't share this
man.
With anybody.
Talk about the God of transformation one time,
Let's
won't you?
Let's go. We're talking about it, baby. But at the beginning of this year, over the last couple of years, I've started to have a love and passion for ministry.
Come on.
And at the beginning of this year, I wrote down on my vision card that I wanted to be an ordained pastor in Awakened Church. And I didn't share that with anybody,
That's so
which is crazy.
Crazy,
because I didn't want anyone to manipulate it. I wanted this to be between God and myself. And I knew that if this was from God, if this is where I feel like God has called me to be, he is going to deliver and answer every single thing that I wrote down. And so literally that
Come
came
on.
To pass October 11th, 2 weeks ago. And then I also am officially dating a girl, which is amazing. And God's brought.
Sorry, ladies.
Yeah, I'm taking.
You know what, dude? It's such a bummer. All of these amazing reviews that we have from these beautiful women, they're going to be so disappointed.
I know. Sorry, guys. But literally God's brought an amazing girl into my life, and he's just been blessing me in every single area. And so I just say all that to say that when you have a vision for your life, when you see something in your spirit, see something in your heart, then you can actually see it in your reality. And God wants to just over deliver and show you guys off and bless each and every single one of you if you continue to be obedient to him. Because at the end of the day,
so good.
God told me to do this internship, and I felt the peace about it, and I obeyed him. I wasn't listening or trying to obey anybody else or please anybody else. And because I obeyed God, that's when the blessings started to flow. And that's when I've been able to step into 2020, where it's been the greatest year of my life. Where 2020 has been rough for a lot of people, it's actually been the greatest year of my life. And I know,
come on.
And I know God can still turn it around for anybody that might be going through a difficult time right now by just pursuing him, by opening up the Bible and just trusting in him. So we'll come to the third point, which is one of my favorite points, because I feel like one of my greatest strengths in this earth is serving. And so I called this point serve and stewardship. And you know, for me, like I just said, serving is something that I've always had on the inside of me. I love helping other people. I love helping people move. I love like just helping other people, because I know when I'm in their presence and I can help lift off a burden or a weight from them, to be honest, that actually brings me joy, because it shows me that I am valuable, that I played a role in their life to help make their life easier. And then stewardship is super important, because each and every single one of us may be in a season of life right now, and it might not be where we thought we would be in 2020. It might not be. You might be in a job that you're like, okay, God, I feel like I'm made for so much more. Why am I doing sales with this company if you've called me to impact the world? And for me, Like we were talking about earlier, after the internship that I did for 2 years, I was asked to come on staff, and my role was basically a janitor. It was basically like, hey, Connor, you're responsible for painting all these rooms, making sure our buildings are excellent for Sunday services, making sure the bathrooms are clean, all these sorts of stuff, changing electrical outlets, light bulbs, all sorts of things. And during it, I was like, God, I feel like I'm made for so much more, to be honest. Like, why am I here in this season that seems so small? Every single day during the week, I was pretty much by myself. I didn't really have people around me to talk about life with because I was moving around, painting this room, doing this thing, going backstage, fixing that. But God showed me, it's like, if you can be faithful in the small and faithful in the private, I'm going to elevate you in the public, Connor. And just know that I'm the one that sees you. No one else needs to see what you're doing. No one else needs to know what you're doing. Steward the season of the life that you are in right now and so watch good. What I'm going to do. And for me, that was hard to do, to be honest, because I worked in that role for 2.5 years. And I was like, okay, God, when is this season going to end? When am I going to be able to step onto a stage and preach or speak or whatever, or step into the secular world and help people or find my calling in the business world also? And he's like, just be faithful with where you're at. Have a good attitude. And for me, janitorial stuff, facility stuff isn't sexy. It is not where anybody wants to end their life. But I know that if it wasn't through that season of being faithful, of having a good attitude, of doing all the things that I did, I would not be an ordained pastor today. And it's crazy, from going from janitor basically to being an ordained pastor in 5 years, but it was because I stewarded what God had given me. I guarantee you, if during that time when I was working facilities, if I was just messing around, if I didn't really give a crap about what I was doing, if I saw an issue and decided to turn the other direction and not fix it, I guarantee you I wouldn't be where I'm at today, because God wants to reward people that are faithful and people that have integrity and people that know how to serve. And so for me, it just brought me so much joy when I was in that role, because I was like, okay, God, you're the promoter, you're the elevator. I'm going to continue to trust you and see what happens. So literally for me, just stewarding what God has given me and serving has literally put me where I'm at today.
Profound, man. One thing you mentioned today, I've never heard you mention before, was we never arrive, we're always becoming. But it, man, I believe it's that mindset and that spirit of excellence that you have. And it's true, man. I mean, here's the deal. He lives with me. I see his comings and his goings. I see his mindset, his habits, his consistencies. And it's truly, that's why God highlighted you to me, is because I saw the way that you were serving the people that you were serving. I knew you were hanging TVs and taking out the trash and scraping, you know, gum off of the bottom of the seats. Like literally, I knew that those were things that you were doing, but I saw the spirit with which you did those things. And that's what, you know, that's why everybody called you the mayor of Awaken, because every single person in the church not only knows him, but more than likely has been served by him, because he's the first person to run up and introduce himself to new people that come in, because it's not about him. You know, if you guys noticed the kind of the theme earlier, was he's not doing it to be recognized by other people. And he understands that God isn't a respecter of people, a respecter of man. Man, you're doing it because you are in a relationship with one person. You're playing for an audience of one. And even to think about myself right now at 37 years old and how much my dad's opinion still to this day, I got 5 kids, man. I've done a lot of rad things in my life, but my dad's opinion and his like confirmation and his permission and his affirmation still means so much to me, man. So dude, before we shift gears, man, I just wanted to honor the man that you are. I wanted to honor your boldness to follow your calling. And because of that, to see what God has done in your life and how he's time collapsed, you know, you becoming a pastor is typically something we hear at 32, 33, not 22, 23.
Right.
But I believe God is promoting you into your next level because of the way that you've steward what God has given you, but also the way that you serve other people with what he's given you. The last thing I'd like to ask you is your experience doing the church and now moving into more of a role of coaching. What is that like? Because you mentioned earlier, you know, I was a pastor for the youth, but now we have men inside of our private group coaching that we do, the King's Council. We've got 50 men, 3 women inside of this group. And you do one-on-one accountability calls with those guys and those girls. once a month. Like, what has that experience been like for you to have the confidence to be able to step into somebody else's life that might be 44, 56, 27, all of these different ages and different demographics and different skin colors and different backgrounds? How has that equipped you for the season of life that you're in right now?
Yeah, that's a great question. Like, I would have never thought I would be helping people that are 30, 25 years older than me, all sorts of stuff. So for me, it's when people are affirming me and saying, man, I wish I was like you at my age. Like, I had a guy, Christian Edwards, who's a part of our King's Council, text me this most amazing thing last week. And he's like, man, I'm looking up to you and I'm 39 years old. And so for me, I let so much self-doubt and fear keep me out, just kind of keep me playing small my whole life before coming to this church, and literally over the last couple of years, that I thought I had no value. I thought I couldn't speak into someone's life. I thought just because I'm young, I can only mentor and help disciple other people that are younger than me. But what God actually showed me was, I've put something on the inside of you that is going to help unlock other people. It doesn't matter if they're 80 or if they're 20. Like, I have created you, Connor, to relate to all generations. And for me, over the last couple of weeks and couple of months, I feel like I am called to every single generation. Yeah. And God is with me and God is behind me. And so it's not going to necessarily be me. And I don't have to be afraid of speaking truth and helping other people, because I know God is backing me up in all these different areas. So where I would have been fearful to have a conversation and coach people that are older than me, I now have the confidence that I'm in the right place. I'm doing my thing that God has called me to do. And I'm not going to worry about messing up, saying the wrong thing, or being afraid to share something, because maybe that thing that I'm afraid to say is exactly what that person needs to hear.
That's good. Let's tie a bow on this. Do you have any parting messages for the people that you've been addressing during this podcast episode?
Yeah. So basically, to recap the whole thing, those 3 points, we just got to get into the game. We got to take action. And when we take action, that creates clarity. And then owning our vision. It's what God has placed on the inside of you. We got to own that thing that we want to do, because no one else will understand, but we understand, we believe it, we see it, we're going to make it happen with God. And then the third thing was, have a heart to serve. I know I wouldn't be where I'm at if I didn't have a servant heart, if I wasn't stewarding the things that God had given me properly, from finances, from relationships, from different work things that I was in, different hobbies, all these sorts of things. And then the last thing I'll say is, when God gives you a vision, it's never going to be easy. It's never going to be sunshine and rainbows. It's never going to be like, okay, Connor, I see what, I believe this thing, and this is my vision, and this is going to be easy. To be honest, the last 5 years have been some of the most difficult years of my life. But I believe because I persevered, because I didn't give up, I'm starting to experience and see the blessings of God because I've been too obedient to Him. So when you have a vision, when you have a dream, there's going to be some hard work. But there's going to be so much fruit on the other side of your discomfort, of the discouragement, of the things that are not going well all the time. But because you fight through, because you get to the other side, you're going to experience the life that you want and the life that God has for you.
Just pray us out of here, dude. You're unbelievable, man.
Thank you.
Unbelievable, man. Thank you for sharing what you shared, man. Yeah. If you guys loved this podcast, make sure that you go to Instagram and follow Connor Mead 22, right?
Yes, sir.
We'll put the link in the show notes, and make sure you send him a DM. Tag him on Instagram while you guys are listening to this in your car. Tag me, tag Connor. We'll repost all these things. We want to grow this show, but at the end of the day, man, we want to grow your life by connecting you to your calling and giving you the tactical 1-2-3s that you can do in your life, and not just motivating you. So I'm thankful for Pastor King Connor and his anointing. I'm thankful for you and your attention, because I know there's a lot of podcasts out there. So I'm thankful that you're here with us right now, that you're in the game, because action creates clarity. So don't just be a hearer of the word, be a doer of the deed. Connor, pray us out of here.
Yes, sir. God, we thank you for an amazing day. God, we thank you for what you're doing in the lives of Steve, myself, and everybody that's listening.
Yeah.
God, I declare right now that as people just take that step, as they take action and whatever they feel like you have called them to do, to start that business, to pursue that thing, to pursue that relationship, God, we thank you that fear will not keep them out any longer. Yep. We pray right now that there's going to be no limiting beliefs, that they're going to shatter anything that family members that have said something bad about them, that they're going to come to the other side stronger, better, and coming into 2021 as a new man or a new woman. So, Father, we thank you that the words that we said today were words that these listeners needed to hear in this season. And we thank you and honor you for what you're doing in each and every single one of us. We bless you. We love you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Good.
Amen.
I appreciate you guys, man. Before I tell you, I'll see you next week. If you want any details about the application process and when we'll be accepting new people into our King's Council group coaching, send me a text message, 949-763-5934. It's not for everybody, but it's for the few, the proud, the King's Council. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Steve Weatherford Show. If you love what you heard today and you believe that God has a calling on your life, I want you to do something for me. I want you to share this episode with your friends and your family. And I want you to also make sure that you're following me on social media at Weatherford5 for a behind-the-scenes look at my life, my family, and my work. And remember, champion, greatness is in you because greatness made you. I'll see you next time.